Hey guys, welcome to the third episode. I fucked up. I didn't press record in the very beginning, so when it starts, we're already mid-conversation. Sorry about that, guys. But hope y'all enjoy the rest of the podcast.
The types of vending machines, email them, stuff like that. So, time out!
Check it out. We're still gonna go, don't worry. I barely pressed record, bro.
Bro!
Don't worry about it. It'll come back because you got it live and I can get the audio from there. So don't worry about
Shake
it.
Shake my head, bro.
Bro, what did we say before this starts? There's always setbacks. And if I, exactly. If I take it as...
Obstacles in the way,
bro.
If
I just quit, then it won't be gratifying when I do it. You know what I mean? So you
gotta go through failures, man, to be successful.
It happens. So this is... For those, if you're just listening right now, because I'm technically sorry. It'll just start right now, I'm sorry, but let's continue, bro, because we got it on live
anyway.
It's anyways.
All good, we're 10 minutes in.
It's all good. So then you barely started, you're like, hey guys, I got a business. You said you got leads, right?
Yeah.
So then where'd you go from the leads?
Well, I was able to set up at CrossFit K102. Joseph is a good friend of mine, he's a badass dude. He's a veteran. Amen, Travis, actually.
Shout out, veterans.
So we had negotiated because he had want to see if I could do some healthy stuff, or like more of the fitness related stuff. I'm like, you know what? And he helped me out with that. So I was like, yeah, that would even take me another step yeah. That people don't even have.
That separates you, kind of.
Yeah, it separates because there. I would say it's really low. If not, I haven't seen anybody do that at all.
I know what you mean, like some healthy stuff in there, like a
protein bars, protein drinks, energy drinks. Well, not just Monster, there's other brands that people like.
Offer that stuff.
Yeah, you got Rain, Bang, 3D.
Yeah,
I don't know what other
I'm not
type.
Really a big fan of the bangs, bro.
It was like, it was a phase,
because
you know
it
was good at the beginning when I had it, and then it just went beep.
It's kind of, I mean, who drinks, for real? You like the cotton candy?
I've never
Ooh, who's one. Drinking cotton candy like I don't know. It's just me personally.
I think my brother tried that one once.
That's too sweet. I feel like that's too sweet.
You tried it? I don't even know. Does it taste like cotton candy?
It does not. I mean, it's super sweet.
I guess. Well, the downside
it kinda
is
does
it does
taste like
have
cotton 300 candy, I guess,
milligrams
you know?
Of caffeine, though. I don't know. If anything, a law enforcement would need that when they had their graveyard. But
just up all night.
Other than that, nope.
I know, right? They're just going to crash out. So then you started, you're like, okay, I'm going to
put
these
started there,
ones,
and
healthy
then,
stuff.
And then he had helped me guide me to some chief on Chief in San Juan PD.
Uh-huh.
And then I branched out over there too. So I'm like, I'm going, see if I'm already like spreading out throughout the valley already. So
there you go.
So San Juan has more of the, man, they're going crazy on the energy drinks.
I fucking would have doubted. For real, they're just buying them. Boom, boom.
Like, I just had to fill up yesterday. I was like, wow.
You had to fill up a machine?
Yesterday.
And how many drinks does the machine hold?
This one, it's a three row. And then it's actually a combo, but it's a
the bottom
dual.
Row.
Yeah, so it's like half down is cool, and it has like a cover on top or something that blocks the cool from
there
going
go,
on
okay.
top to the snacks.
Oh, okay. But they've drank them all. Boom.
It was mostly empty, but when I was putting them in the container, it was like nothing but energy drinks. Like the whole bottom row is actually just
all energy
drinks,
and they're gone.
It's like Monster 3D, 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 3D.
Dang.
And then on top there's, I think Coke. No, on the top is like Coke, Sprite, Dr. Pepper, that, and then you got Dasani, then Amino Energy, something stuff like that.
Just
can't remember.
All caffeine all day. Let's go, guys. Let's get
well,
it.
Well, honestly, they're safer getting it there than they are going to getting it at Stripes or the grocery store, especially what's been going on today or recently.
That's very true.
Cases have been
you know
going
what?
Up.
That's very true.
And then I keep them here safe. I wear gloves when I fill them up. I obviously wear a mask, too.
You have to, yeah.
Make sure it's...
It's so clean. Crazy, right, with this pandemic going on. Like, you kind of, like... The mask has became like my phone. Like, oh shit, I can't go without it.
It's like
what?
My phone,
heck?
My wallet, my keys.
Oh shit,
my mask.
Like what? That's crazy. So then, You got the far, it's far, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you got the far one.
San Juan.
That area. And then after that, how many machines do you have at that point?
Well, total right now I have 11.
11 machines. But at that time...
Oh, well, that started, now that it was building up to like 6.
Oh, okay, or 7, okay. But now you have, so other, now you work to 11.
And I have other customers.
And now when you're at 11, you already said like, hey, this is Lone Wolf Vending.
Pretty much. Well, I started like to... Well, it was like Lomo Vending from the beginning already.
So you had the name.
Because I had to make a business to set up the...
That's what I mean. Okay, so that when you first set it up, sales tax from permit. Your first 25 cent one, that was Lone Wolf. You know what I mean?
Just me.
You, Gabriel. Gabriel, and then like parentheses Lone Wolf, and then...
Sorta. I mean,
pretty much. Lomo, I mean, you had it in your head, you know what I mean?
Lomo didn't come up yet till down the road.
Oh, there you go.
Because how I came up with the name Lone Wolf in general is that, like, we fight our own battles inside our head, mm-hmm. and we're the only ones that could fight through it, where it's, like, depression, negativity, anxiety, and all those types of things. You're the only one that could push through that barrier to get out.
By yourself.
Yeah. That's why I came up with Lone Wolf.
See? That's what the people want to hear, bro. That's some good stuff. You know what? That deserves a... Thank you. Good shit, bro. Good shit. All right. So then... You got the 11 vending machines. After that, you're like, you know what? I'm going to chill here. You're relaxing, just doing refilling.
Yeah, right now, I'm keeping, just sticking around, see what goes on. Because I was already going to pursue the other leads that I have. But, I mean, right now, if we're all going to close again, I was like, I'm not going to push.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, I'm not going to cut.
I'm losing money if I do that.
If anything, that's probably what's going to happen.
It's common sense, right?
Yeah.
It's common business sense. You know,
and then, like, yeah, then months later, after I started the vending, I started what's called Lone Wolf Fitness.
Which is your...
Fitness brand. Yeah, so now it's a clothing brand. There was an idea at the beginning first for it, but that'll be another day. But all of a sudden, I just thought of it. There's clothes that I can make that, not really around here, but I don't want to be the same.
You gotta separate yourself.
Yeah, I want to take a different route.
You gotta be a lone wolf. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
There you go.
So it all works out.
I talked to my friend Eddie and my brother Dante to see that we could probably pull this off. No, yeah. I believe we could.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And then, so we worked with the company, actually multiple companies. At first, we came out with these shirts.
Yeah.
But we went straight to a company, and then we switched it to a different one to work with the next couple of clothing.
There you go. And those are badass.
Actually,
don't mind. Cool. That maroon one is clean. There you go, bro. Don't rep it, bro. So then you got those. Because I remember you had asked all of us when you were like, if I buy clothes or whatever, would y'all kind of...
Represent,
support. Like, you know what I mean? Help me out.
Support your local business.
Yeah, support local business. So, like, yeah, man, check it out. It's been a while, right? Because you've been thinking since last year.
Yeah, we've been honest. We worked on these specific shirts.
The first batch.
And then later, then a month later, we even took a different route. Like, okay, we could be better than this. Let's take it another step further.
I get you.
Then we worked with another company. And so they helped us design design a product or products tailored to us. Like, it's a one-on-one design. Nobody has it. So that already that alone separates us from everyone else.
Yeah.
So as I was saying on the Instagram post, that we're not going to some regular 100% cotton type shirts or the next level shirts or whatever, the Jordan brand, whatever it is.
The Magellan ones?
Whatever it is.
Yeah, the ones
that you get.
Like the fishing
one. Yeah. Or not that. But it's a type of brand. I don't know the name. Jordan? Whatever it is. It's like 100% cotton shirts.
Okay.
So, like, those types of shirts where they just... we can take that route, do some designs and put it on the shirt. But we decided to do another route where we could make specific clothes that people would really want. Not like the same type of stuff, which is different designs. We want the different materials for
different things.
Yeah, different things.
I get you. Because I feel like anybody can just buy the same type of shirt and just print stuff on it.
Yeah.
And that doesn't really separate. Everybody can do that.
Yeah.
But if you have specific, like, hey, this is one shirt, nobody has this stitching, nobody has this fabric, nobody has this logo, this design, and this is one type of t-shirt. Plus I got, so you got another one. Let's say I got tank tops also, but they're different. They're different, not
material. Yes, exactly. Different, it's not material. The same where you could get the same tank top that everyone has. No, we're going to completely, like,
it's just different material.
It's different.
Dang, there you go. So then that was the first batch. I remember I got a shirt, a black one.
Yeah.
Which is fucking,
I think this one's 95% cotton, 5%.
I'll tell you what, it's 100% comfortable. Because it's legit. It's legit, dude.
Yeah, this is different because I think it's called a raglan sleeve. It's not like a stitching that goes like that. So
yeah. I was telling you last time we were talking about it, I was like, dude, the stitching that comes across. Like, you see this stitching right here?
Yeah.
This, you know, if you're wearing a tight shirt, it's going to rub. You know what I mean? That one gives you, like, the mobility to kind of, like...
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So, we're giving what the people want already.
There you go, bro. You think you're putting thought into the actual product.
Exactly. Because that's the goal. Well, me, Dante, and Eddie, that's the goal we want to bring out to the people. And the more better feedback we get, the more we could become better. Exactly. And hopefully, we could even just explode completely.
Exactly.
That's the goal.
Dude, feedback is everything. Like, that's why I did the podcast with my cousin Vanessa, right? Shout out. And she was like, hey, my friend heard the podcast, and I was asking for the feedback. I want to know, you know what I mean? Because that way I can learn, and you know, and it's just good to grow.
That's the way you get better.
It's how you get better.
No one tells you anything. How are you supposed to get better?
If you stay the same, you're never gonna get better. Exactly. You're never gonna grow.
So we started with that.
Uh-huh.
So we have some samples already out there that are people, some future ambassadors that are going to wear them.
They're rocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had the first sample. We liked it. We just made some little changes here and there. So we got it back. Mm-hmm. We changed it and we got another one. I think we perfected this one.
The one that's going to come out.
Yeah, the one that's going to come out.
Ooh, okay.
I can't say any of the stuff that's going to come out.
I know you can't say, but can you say a date?
Okay, well...
Because that's what we were talking about last time.
Yeah. So hopefully before, the goal is we're scheduled to be before July, end of July. That's for sure.
End of July.
As of right now, if all goes well. We finally have a release date coming up.
What if everything gets shut down again, bro?
Then it gives us more time to bring out more stuff.
That's true.
And it gives us things to fix, some little tweaks here and there to become even better.
Did I serve your orders ready, though? You know?
No, wait.
Do it again. No, I'm just kidding.
So that's finally. We've been going at this since October or November of last year. That's crazy. It's been a long while. Then we had this pandemic thing, which shut down.
And are you gonna have like enough product where you're comfortable? You're not gonna sell out, I guess.
Well, we will have enough, but it is gonna be limited though. So it'll be kind of first come, first serve. But if they're sold out, then even great. Then we know what. That's another thing. Why, like, we know what colors are favorite. Who has their favorite colors too?
Yeah.
So,
dude, a purple one would probably be crazy. Well, only in our hometown,
for sure.
In West Lake, because you know,
for sure,
people,
black. Everyone, black goes with everything. Black.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So I already announced one color. You're welcome.
There you go, black.
So there,
black on black.
Black on black.
You can't even see the logo.
That would be pretty cool. Like it's like black, and then it has
or
like,
dark gray, dark like gray. Black on a gunmetal gray.
You never know.
Shoot, yeah.
But we're always coming up with ideas down the road.
So late July, hopefully.
For sure, if all goes well, that is our schedule.
And it's so when this one comes out, is it just men's apparel?
We're gonna have men's and women's. So we're gonna have a first wave.
Can you say what of women's? Because how are they? You're like, I have women's, and they're like, what? What do you got, women's?
We're gonna
socks?
Have tops. I could just say we're going to have tops and bottoms for women.
There you go. You see? Now they're going to be like, okay, now I know. I can get a top and a bottom set.
Yes, they will be color matched.
They will be color matched. What do they want to mix and match?
I'm sure they could figure it out. Women figure anything out.
That's hey. That is very true. So, okay. So, you're going to have that for the women. Tops, bottoms, and men. Tops.
It'd probably just be shirts. We already have tops. We have limited tops available still, but we're gonna have bottoms.
Bottoms.
And then like the second wave, we're gonna have
what are they like? Leggings or?
For the men?
Yeah.
Something.
Okay.
Can't say.
Okay, I'll just leave it.
Because we gotta keep a surprise.
How did the sizes run for the bottoms? mediums, small, like stuff like that?
Yeah, we're going to have from small to, believe, double X. And we'll have, on the website, we'll also have a sizing guide, too, so they don't have to worry about, like, dude, what if I'm in tween, what if I'm a small, but I know I'm a medium or some stuff.
That's true.
And then, well, if they're kind of unsure, then it's recommended just
what for size. What if he's like up. Me, and he's like, I don't hit legs, so I got a small waist and an extra large top.
The sizing guide. We'll provide a sizing guide, too, so they won't have any, like,
yeah, I know what you mean. They can just shop. And okay, so when this stuff drops, you got a website that they can go to?
We got a website. It's called lonewolfco.com.
Lonewolfco. No, you're good.
.com.
There you go. Lonewolfco.com. Yes. And they go. The website's up right now?
Yeah, the website's up right now. We currently only have the tops for the men. We're kind of doing some tweaks and updates right now. So, what? Obviously, they can't see it. So, we're going to. We will be releasing some teasers along.
Like on there
in the upcoming weeks.
There you go. And you're gonna, when you release teasers, it's gonna be on your Instagram.
Yeah, it'll be Instagram, which is Lomo Fitness _LLC, and then obviously on the Facebook it's Lomo Fitness. If you haven't liked it,
go and like.
Why haven't you liked it yet? Just kidding.
You gotta be a part of this. Get on the wave. You gotta jump on the wave. You know what I mean? You gotta ride the wave. Yeah,
we're pretty confident people are gonna really like our products because it are. Like I said, it already separates. We have some stuff they're going to separate from the others as it is already.
There you go, man. So are you excited? You excited?
We're actually all excited, and we're even more excited that we always already have a release date. Like, finally.
There you go.
We've been waiting for months.
Dude, your excitement makes me excited. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody should be excited.
I can see that you're passionate about it. You know what I mean?
It's like we're already a day closer. We already talked to the other guys. I'm like, it's already pretty much here. We've been waiting.
It's happening.
For
the wheels are in motion.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's finally. Dang, I can't wait till they get here. I'm gonna like go all out on that stuff. Hopefully, dang, if all goes well.
Don't forget about the vending machines, bro.
Yeah, nobody wants to spoil that stuff behind. I'm keeping up on that. Don't worry about that.
I'm just kidding.
But everything. But yeah, the more feedback we get, the more stuff we could come up with ideas with.
And what do you plan on doing? Like just tops?
More tops and bottoms and of course some accessory stuff,
which is
can't like, say because I already give out the idea of other people
of competition, I guess.
Yeah, I guess competition
in the apparel world along with the vending machine.
Yeah, there is some competitors out there, but I mean, I don't think
there's competition. Anything you do. You can draw, and there's other people who draw for a living.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
but so clothes coming up, accessories in the future, just seeing how this goes.
Yeah,
seeing what they like and what they don't like, what they want, what they don't want.
And we already got some, well, we already got asked of what they want already, so we already doing some designs for already the future stuff.
And like,
winter's coming up too.
Do you have people who already bought stuff pre-ordered?
We don't have a pre-order yet, but we probably will, probably not, depending on what time the clothes will get here exactly.
So, yeah, if you know the clothes are coming in a week, open the pre-order.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, stuff like that.
We'll get you.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we'll have a discount before we launch. I'll have to discuss with my partners.
See what they want.
See what's the best route we could take. There's just so many. I mean, we're not saying anything's bad, but anything would be a bad route, but
it's the best one we could take. You just wanted to go right, bro. You've been planning months. You just wanted to go right.
Yeah.
I understand. There you go, dude.
So my brother helps me out a lot. He does more of he does more of the ad stuff and what's to target. Eddie does more of the website. Yeah, exactly. Eddie does more marketing and he's more good on the website design too. Well, they both are. They actually both do.
These damn young kids, right, bro? They're just on the computer.
Eddie's older than me though.
No, but I'm saying
I'm not gonna say his age. I don't think he was gonna say his age.
No, I'm saying younger kids, like my little cousin, they just grow up with the phone. They're just good at.
My brother does more than just.
I'm that. More than sure. Like
he does a
they
lot
just
of,
like now they all video edit. Everybody video edits kids, and they all like.
And where do they all learn? We all learn off of YouTube.
Remember when we were MySpace? We were all coding, bro. We're low key coding, bro.
Making exactly already. Already. Comments disappear. No one can see my comments.
Nobody can see your comments. Change how many top people you want. I only want two people. No,
you're not going to make anybody vote. Why am I on your fifth?
Why am I?
Why am I at the bottom?
Since you're asking, you're
I thought
out.
I was your number one.
I remember. Dude, my state back in the day. And then people had like top hundreds. Top 50, there was at one point you can do something.
Why am I not on your top list? Well, I only got 10, bro.
Bro, I don't even talk to you. What are you talking about? I'm just kidding. Damn. All right, so the clothes coming out, all stuff's coming out. You said your brother does the marketing and your other
partner. They both do actually.
They just kind of get the word out. Yeah. Like, hey, here, I'm going to have this stuff just to keep the Lone Wolf brand in the people's ears. Yeah.
And they even tested some of the samples too. I mean,
how'd that go?
Considering my brother is pretty picky on what he wears, and he said he loved them, like, then we already hit it out of the park on
then
the first
you know
try.
Something's all going good, yeah.
And I even wore them.
So the sample, the sample is like, you're all like, from the company, like, hey, send me one of this and one of
this
so
we,
I can.
So we go over
bulk.
Like what we want, what tech, what the material, whatever. They send it to us. We try it out to see if it works. What can we change if it's too tight here or stuff like that.
That's a process, dude.
Yeah, it takes time, but I mean, it's the way to. You got to be perfect. I would like to be perfect on that
stuff. Dude, yeah, because your shirt is very comfortable. So that's I'm like, man. So you put in all this thought and effort into the actual shirt.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying it's paying off. Like it paid off. You know what I mean? It's not just like a. Like, I bought this shirt from Academy, bro. And it's fucking rough as hell. You know what I mean? And I paid like 20 bucks for
time,
it.
Yeah.
I paid 20 bucks and I bought yours for 20 bucks. Well, which one am I going to get? You know what I mean? Well, at the time, the 20 bucks. Because it was the pre-first batch. And, you know, stuff goes up. Supply and demand.
Yeah, exactly.
So, price is going to be up a little bit,
yeah,
right?
But now, speaking of the pricing, we're not going to go too high, but we're not going to go too low either. Because the quality is... It's going to be pretty good.
Yeah,
I
know what you mean.
It's already separating, and, I mean, to get the best quality,
you got to pay.
You get what you pay for. Yeah, you're getting the best stuff, honestly.
Yep.
And
exactly.
We already showed some of the samples around, and some of the women that are trying it, they like it.
You have a sample, with you, like in your car? Well, off camera.
Off camera, I want to
see.
Maybe I could
You know what I mean? I
want to
see. What am I going to do?
Tell everyone. I don't tell nobody, bro. I ain't no snake.
Hell no. Hold on. Let me. So yeah, I'm gonna get the charger while we're talking. Don't worry, bro. Keep it going. So then you're gonna keep doing that. You're gonna get the clothes, sell them, and then.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
then.
I mean, we're gonna go pretty good.
Dude, there's an outlet over here, dude.
Is it closer?
Yeah, it's right here. It's on the bottom. It's underneath the desk.
So you're gonna. Kind of see how it goes, see what sells, what doesn't sell. What if the women's clothes sells like hotcakes?
Honestly,
I feel like it will, dude.
Honestly, I believe it will because we've done our research before we even decided what we wanted to get.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dude. You wouldn't believe.
I would believe.
You wouldn't believe what the women like.
It's crazy.
And there's some, we did our research, that's all I can say.
There you go, man, that's
so
good.
So
we know
what we're bringing out, we know what they're going to want, or
you know
what
they
like.
You're bringing out pretty much what they're asking. Like, you brought something out, they're like, no, can you do this and do this? And that's exactly what you're bringing out. So then they know, this is what I wanted, I'm going to get it. And then so on and so forth.
And it will come out with different colors or different, even different designs.
Mm-hmm. There you go, man. Like different design shirts?
Or...
Style or something?
Style, yeah. There you go.
I got you.
I was about to spit it out.
I know. I got you. Hey, before you say something, look at me. I got you. I'll throw the word in and help you out.
I was about to say it.
So before, when you were doing all this, because you weren't the fittest person.
No. Well, I still am not, but I try to be the best version of myself.
You're a lot fitter than when you were back
then.
Oh,
dude, don't even start.
You know what I'm saying?
I was like 245 in high school, man.
You said,
Chubbs.
And what made you want to work out? Like, just start?
I don't know. Well, how I threw it, I guess going a little depression stage from, like, a divorce or whatever, from my parents' divorce. Like, right now I think about it, it's like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. I was thinking, the stupidest thing I could, like, went through. Like, I could have got out of it, but...
You're letting it beat you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's the way I could put it, because, man, if I could just go back and just like slap myself, dude.
But that,
so go, how I got out of it, I met with this mentor who was at Osmo. He had helped me, he guide me. He was like basically my dad.
Your mentor. Yeah. Father figure. Yeah.
So he helped me through the stuff, and then he's the one that actually guided me into the vending machine stuff.
Oh, for real?
Oh, man. Camera, stop recording.
It's all good.
Preparing, going live.
He got you into the vending machine stuff?
Yeah, like just to, like some stuff to do on the side. And then,
see, that's good. See all like, see how he got you to be productive, to kind of feel like young kids, I guess, who get in trouble and stuff like that, or have nothing to do, need a mentor figure like that to tell them, like, hey,
yeah, they like, they know what they know what they went through, they know what it feels like, mm-hmm, to go through that stuff.
Put your energy or whatever into something that'll benefit you. Yeah. Don't just kind of throw it out there. Yeah. You know. So then he told you about that, and then you got one.
And then he got me through that, and then he also got me into real estate.
Ooh, okay.
Now
That's a whole other ball game. Uh-huh.
Let's see what we got here.
And how does that work, real estate? You're like, yo, I need to purchase this house for so much, under market value.
Yeah, that's pretty much around like the easier. There's other ways.
For market value.
Man, stupid GoPro. Excuse my language. Excuse my language. Oh, connected to the Wi-Fi.
Can you chill off? It's over. It's okay.
Let me get this on real quick.
No, man. It's all good. It's all good. So those of you who are hearing, and right now, if you're hearing the podcast and you hear the beginning, you're like, what the hell? I just started in the middle of a conversation. I forgot to press record. So I'll let y'all know again in the beginning once I do this podcast.
There we go. Got it. Searching for Wi-Fi. Got it.
So then he kind of showed you, told you, hey, get these things. And then he showed you real estate?
Yeah, he showed me like, yeah, under like, try to get the under market value, or like people that are wanting to get rid of pretty much their house and try to get the lowest interest rate possible. So he made me read this book. Well, he didn't make me. He recommended
to
read The Rich Dad Poor Dad. It's a good book. Have you read it?
I haven't read it, but there's a song called Rich Dad Poor Dad by Big Crit. And it's pretty much based, I guess, off the book. Like, that's where he got the idea from.
I guess so. I mean, it has to be, because I never
heard but of it. So, and what is it? What's it about?
It talks about, well, obviously the Rich Dad story and the
Poor Dad
story. Poor Dad side of the story, and how they both relate to how his rich dad became so successful,
uh-huh,
not going to college, not saying not to go to college, and then how the poor dad went through, got a education, now he's just living off a paycheck to paycheck, pretty much.
Yeah.
So not saying that you can't either. People can. It's just how you invest with the money that you get, pretty much. Yeah. So he got me into that. Yeah, so he told me to do that, and he recommended me at least save 10%. Of any like income I get.
Okay.
So I went to like that. I had a savings account, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But of course, I learned through stuff, and I used my savings account to buy truck parts.
Hey, you're a kid.
I'm like, dang. This is like 19 or 20.
Exactly.
Like,
what other 19-year-old? Who? You know what I mean?
I know. Kids, so. Oh well, it is what it is.
And then,
but I did end up getting finally my first property on 2016.
2016, you got one. And then
well, I actually have a renter right now. She's been a good renter. I had her for, honestly,
she hasn't broke no walls, done nothing like that.
3 years, 2 years. She just signed her lease again, and maybe
go.
3 years. Maybe it's been 3 years this March. I think so.
I mean, if she likes it, then there must be good.
Yeah, she lives pretty close too. So I mean,
there you go.
Keeping her rent the same.
It's always rent to, never rent to own. It's just renting.
Just rent.
That's what you do.
So I use whatever the rent, collect the rent, and it'll go back to the bank.
Yeah, because you don't really make money until it's paid off.
Yeah, pretty much. And then you got to pay your property taxes. Yeah. So that's part of the game. Some people don't like to do that. Some people, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It's property taxes.
You got to pay them. If not, they're going to come for you.
Yeah.
So then, okay, so you got that one, and that's the only one you got?
I got the only one, that one so far, then I invested into Lomo Venue and Lomo Fitness.
Yeah, but then you got three things going on. You got that, Well, that'll take care of itself, yeah. Technically.
Yeah, as long, I mean, the real estate
but
stuff.
But then, so that's why you're not really looking for another house.
No, not at the moment.
Because well, you're doing this, right?
Now the good time is to go to the market because people are selling. Yeah, and their interest rates are lower right now.
I've been looking at houses like every day for the past month.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong because the interest rates are pretty low.
I know.
So they'd be better grab them before they go.
But then there's a lot of properties that you actually have to drive by that are not listed. But they'll have a sign. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I look on Trulia or Zillow. Those are like the best.
But even
signs.
Then, like, you got to, like, over there, like, in the outskirts.
For
like,
sale from by owner.
Like, where I live in the outskirts over there, like, there's a lot. There's signs for sale, but they're not listed. You got to actually drive by. And they have phone number on them. You know what I mean?
Yellow.
Yellow is for sale. Just kidding.
Yeah, those are the. There's some like out like that out there, I guess, because people don't really not used to, I guess, the internet or don't not really tech savvy to post it on those types of sites or apps.
Yeah,
but
I get you.
That's what I've pretty much done so far.
So I showed you that to do the real estate.
Yeah, you helped me out with that, the vending, and he put me on the right path, really.
And did he? And then how did we get to? I asked you about working out. We're here.
Yeah.
It's a long story. After all that, were you working out at that time?
Yeah,
you were just kind of doing that, you know what I mean?
Well, I was doing more focus on training because I felt like let's see how far I could get this or how far I could go with this. So I started training, had through a couple injuries, not from that, but obviously from basketball related. Yeah, tore my ACL in basketball back in 2015.
Uh-huh.
Tore my right meniscus from back squatting. I tore meniscus again doing hurdles. And then I tore meniscus actually recently again back in February.
Your body's beat. It's getting
not
beat.
Really. It's just I'm not training smart. Let's put it that way. Yeah. So
I'm
going through that. So when I train others, they won't go through the same
they
thing.
They don't tear their.
So yeah. I know the proper and how the proper training because
like,
I'm actually
done,
training
like,
a couple of.
I've done enough physical therapy. I got y'all. Don't worry.
Dude, I mean, it is what it is. I had to go through that. Went through that stuff. And just being. Oh, I was being just stubborn too. That was the number one thing. It was just being
stubborn and overtraining or what? Like kind of.
I guess so.
Going hard.
I just wanted to keep pushing. See, I don't know. Then my body was like, nope.
No, sir. Take a break.
So then, that helped me. Then I'm guiding. I'm training some guys right now for.
I saw that. So, because you,
currently
have, dude,
in high
you
school.
Have all this fucking equipment at your house. It's legit. Like you got a legit gym going on, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I could train people
if
there. And
I would be disappointed if you had that gym and you were not fit. You know what I mean? That would be
because I'm not fit right now.
You are fit, but you know what I mean. Like that's an investment. That's a lot of equipment, a lot of money worth. So if you put all that into it, you better gain something out of it. You know what I mean?
Not just let it sit there.
Let it sit there and look
pretty. It's a decoration,
pretty.
Bro.
Yeah.
No, so I'm training some guys in high school right now. They're awesome dudes.
I've seen them. Dude. They're
one.
Going
I think
hard.
Two of them are going to be juniors, and the other one's going to be senior. So we're getting them ready. Well, obviously for the season. Two of them are doing football, one's doing baseball. But they did have their strength and conditioning recently, but obviously they cut it because of all the cases that's been going on.
Yeah.
So we're back to training with them. They came a long way since the first day
How long have they been with you? Like training?
They've been with me easily for a month, month and a half already.
Dang, so they put in the work.
They've been putting in a lot of work. They progressed a lot.
Then you can see they're getting
wise
stronger.
Strength wise, yeah, especially like the first day I had them, they
couldn't
it.
Finish.
I don't
workout.
Think they hated. Actually, they did.
They're dying,
but
gassed.
It wasn't pleasant.
It was gassed.
I don't think they're happy. I know what they feel like because I've been in their shoes.
I mean, I've worked out and thrown up, so I think
I had one or two throw ups.
One or two throw ups. Yeah. There you go. Bro.
We did. One of them was like strongman.
Whenever we played football. And it was always the first day back from summer. I threw up every
couch potatoes
every fucking year. I threw up, bro. I was like, "Cause hell no, my summer I ain't working out. I'm
Why?
Skating.
I'm
just chilling. You know what
out.
I mean?
It's for chumps.
It's for chumps. I'm just gonna go skate."
Like, so I'm glad I have the opportunity to train them and get them better, get them where they want to be, or be the best version they can.
Yeah, that's good.
And they came a long way. They've been pretty.
Can anybody train with you?
Like, of course, I train there. I train at the garage.
You train
people.
Yeah,
train
people. Okay.
It'll be $40 for an hour session, and I'll help them with the dieting or stuff if they want.
How does that work? You're training somebody at somebody's gym, but you're getting the money.
My gym, bro. My garage.
Oh, you're talking about your garage.
Yeah.
I thought you said somebody.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
okay.
Another one.
So I'm sorry. I got confused. Whoa.
I trained at a gym also for them, $60 yeah. session.
Oh, I get you.
I got AC. Garage don't got AC. I'm sorry.
Hey, if I want to work out, I want to fucking sweat. I don't give a shit about AC. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're old school. If you want to fucking work out, you're there to fucking sweat and work, you know?
So whatever goals they want, I'll try to do my best to get them to that goal. Whereas dieting or programming, stuff like that, I'll help them get there, what they want to achieve.
I want to be stronger. I want to get strength. I want to be faster. I want whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
That guy's like, I want to pitch faster. The baseball player. Right?
Yeah, we use it to pitch. It's all from the hips too, because that's where all the torque comes from.
It's a lot of I would say cables. It's like when you're throwing a hook, you gotta like, it's like you know.
Well, there's a technique. I don't really know too much how to throw, but we get to strain their rotator or the shoulder capsule.
It's like a whip in a way.
Exactly. Ah. But everything comes from the hips.
Did you play T-ball? Right, you said. I played T-ball. Okay. I fucking pitched, bro.
T-ball to eighth grade. Yeah, T-ball to eighth grade.
You played in eighth grade? Dang.
Yeah, I don't know why. I should have kept going, but it is.
You just kind of fell out.
I don't know. I was just too shy to do anything else. Like right now, if I could take it back, I'll do all the sports. Track, football, baseball, basketball.
I mean,
maybe even tennis.
I mean, I always played. I played football, peewee, played T-ball. But I guess being the only child, I liked sports, which was just me.
Really?
I liked activities, which was just kind of like a drawing. I can draw by myself.
Oh, yeah, I know. You know what I mean? Draw the S, right?
I can draw. Everybody drew that. Who didn't draw the S? Drawing, skating, anything that I can do and I didn't rely on anybody, I kind of gravitated towards those, you know.
Well, I mean, that's the same thing goes for trading too, because I could tell you all the stuff you need to do, but if you don't put in the work, you're not gonna get there.
Exactly.
So
that's true.
I'm glad I have the opportunity to train those guys. So they've already, honestly, they're probably better. They're obviously better than when they first started. So once they get to the field or whatever sport they're getting into, they're already gonna be ready.
What if they dominate and they're like, "Hey, where'd y'all do that? Where'd y'all train?" Blah, 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 and then I'm the guy. Then you start upping up the price, and you know the way the market is. You know the way supply and demand, guys.
I'm mostly about getting them better, but I mean,
just kidding, man. That's good though. And so, what do you have? So people just hit you up and be like, "Hey, I can only do these days. Can you work with me?"
Yeah, I can work with them. It'll be at the garage, preferably on the mornings. I mean, if you want to come afternoon,
knock it out, right?
12 and 1 p.m., by all means, if you can deal with the heat. You can work in the garage, which as long as it works, because you get no wind or circulation of air.
It's going to be like a sauna. It's like you're working out in a sauna.
But, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't recommend that if that's their first day with me. No.
Yeah, you're going to...
No, and if there's first day with me in general, I'll recommend the morning. We're gonna go through the baby steps.
Yeah,
don't first before we get to the top. I'm not gonna make them do like 300 some pounds or something. I've never seen them or trained in their life. I don't care if they've seen videos. If I've seen videos of them or whatever, but I have to see
you in person.
Yeah, then we'll build up to that. And
like, I'm sure you can do it. I'm not saying you can't do it, but I want to see you do it right, right away,
in front of me
before you jump into that.
Because some of the kids have some little techniques, different techniques here and there, how they were power clean at the high school. I mean, I understand it's hard for the coaches to work with 40 kids.
Yeah.
Like, you're going like an hour individually. And a half. Yeah, individually.
Because everybody's different.
Exactly.
Different, yeah.
So I'm starting with them from the beginning, how to start with the power clean. And we barely getting into the cleans
technique
recently.
First.
Yeah. Because I don't want them to clean if they don't know how to power clean.
Because
they got to work from the top.
You don't want them getting hurt. You don't want nothing like that.
So same thing with the back squat, the front squat. Like, see how their technique is. Because if they're like, especially
hunched
with the deadlifts.
Over. Yeah. The deadlift, I would say, because you don't want them arching their back.
Backs.
Yeah,
no,
bro.
Oh, man. No, no,
you're
going to
hurt yourself.
Like, they won't feel it now, but once they get older, they're going to, if they continue to lift like that.
Now, I'm 26. If I deadlift and I feel it, I'll stop, because I know if I keep going, is I'm just risking it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you realize you pay attention more and you're like, I'm going to slow down.
Obviously, if you feel like this is where your core comes into play. So if you get your core stronger, obviously it eliminates.
It's going to hunt. Yeah, you're going to stay straight.
So deadlift is perfect. The key to work the whole body. So that's what we've done a lot more with them. Because it uses a lot of their hamstrings, their hips, their back, the core. The
lower back, everything.
So we're really strengthening all around just to get them fit all around. All around, because I don't know what's going to get thrown at them when they go back to school.
You don't want
to
work all month and a half just straight up arms.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't want that.
I know that they want to just do curls and triceps. And
I think that everybody in general thinks working out, they think curls. Curls or bench press?
Like curls for the girls.
Curls for the girls. And bench press.
I guess the ladies say tries for the guys.
I don't know. Bro, I don't even work. I just kind of started working out. I just kind of started working out. So,
we'll see how it goes. I try to get them because, I mean, same thing. If you get a good core, get a good hips. Obviously, one of them's going to be a lineman. Obviously, if you push, it's not going to let you prevent you. So, there's strong core, strong hips.
Stay planted.
Pretty much. You get a pancake on.
There you go, Frederick style.
I know the baseball. I mean, they got all the torques from the swing, the pitching. Everything. So,
dang.
Shoot, if I could get them to that point, and then I did my job.
Dang. All right, man. So let's take a break from the fitness. I see you play drums. You play a lot of instruments.
Since the surgery, I've been picking up the guitar
more.
I picked the guitar more, especially the drums.
How long have you been playing drums?
Well, we would play at the building. Would you ever go?
I would.
You went like a couple times.
I've been there a couple times.
Yeah.
But I remember playing drums at Trejo's old house by Central.
Oh, that's right.
Little garage.
That's
right. That little shed thing.
Yeah, shed.
Yeah, that's where I first kind of met you guys. That's where I first met all of y'all.
Yeah. That was like freshman year, no?
No. That was in middle school, remember?
Oh, okay, then I didn't. Maybe
once in a while.
Because it was freshman year where I didn't really get to. Oh, maybe it was eighth grade. I think it was eighth grade.
Seventh, eighth grade. Because I remember we would all go and it would be me, Stevie, Matt, just Jackie, everybody. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's when I met everybody. We all being together, man.
It's crazy, right? Now time flies. Everybody's grown up.
Everyone's like in their own world, in their own thing. Like,
I know. As long as you send a text, how you doing?
I miss you, love.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, we have our own group, so you know.
You know what? That's kind of why I do the podcast too. That way, it gives me a way to keep in touch with people. You know, like, hey, you want to talk? How you been for an hour, hour and a half, whatever? You know,
boom. 4 hours, 3 hours.
4 hours, but make sure I hit record and shit.
Yeah, no. Yeah, me too.
Nah, it happens, bro. So then, you're still training people. So you got that going on right now, right?
Yeah. I could go. I'll make time for them if anything.
Of course, they're clients.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'll do the best I can. I don't know how busy I'll get from the fitness because I probably will be in the beginning because once we start, we're gonna be on that. Gonna try to make those sales.
Once the clothes comes in, the merch comes in,
it's gonna be a lot of stuff. I can't say how many stuff we're coming in, but it's limited.
I know how much.
I think you told me. Yeah, I know you know how much. You snake.
I'm not a snake. Okay. I'm just not going to tell anybody. No, okay. I got you. You could trust me, man.
We're really excited, man. I mean,
I'm excited, bro.
We're really excited.
It's cool to, when I see people I know that start a business, it's very cool to see. You know what I mean? Like, from the ground up, like, dude, that guy, I know that dude. Like, he's doing it. He's actually
working in silence, bro.
Yeah, bro. Real G's moving silence like lasagna. Like,
we've been at this for months. Dude.
Behind the scenes?
Yeah, back and forth. Yeah, no one knows what goes on behind the scenes. My brother and I actually kind of bump heads sometimes from what we want to do.
From a creative standpoint. Yeah,
because he has his own.
Let me tell you this. How does it feel being in business with your brother?
Well, we do bump heads, but we still love each other at the end of the day. We will get over it the next day or within 30 minutes.
Yeah, your brother's right.
Yeah.
But still, like, you're just
and
like,
then Eddie's just there. He doesn't even hear our conversation.
He's like, y'all.
Yeah, but he hears us sometimes, but he just laughs because we know we're. We're just messing around at the end of the day. Because we're not saying like this way is better, or he wants this way and I want this way. It's just what can we always work together.
Y'all have the same goal. Yeah. We make this one of the best clothing, I guess. You know, everybody wants to have the best clothing.
Of course.
So that's just the goal. As long as you have that in mind, you'll be over. You know.
Like I said, dude. I mean, we're pretty excited. I hope everyone likes it. I'm pretty sure they will. And the more we could, like I said, the more feedback we could get from it, the better stuff we can make, or the changes we can make, different colors, shoot.
All right. Name it. Dude, so I think we're going to cut it.
Go for it.
But tell everybody where they can find Lone Wolf.
Where they can get the
website.
Well, I would like to talk about the ambassador stuff.
You want to do it? Go ahead, bro.
We are going to have an ambassador program.
Let's do this.
Coming up soon. So if you go ahead and message me, Gabe Drums, or the Instagram, LoneWolfFitness_LLC, or message me on Facebook. We don't know what route we're going to go with it yet, but if you email us or message me or email me at LoneWolfFitness2020@Yahoo, that's our current email right now. We'll send you a link when we're ready, when we get it set up, so I can keep you in mind already, so you can have first dibs.
Yeah, on this stuff.
Yeah, it'll be pretty cool for them. It'll be like their side hustle, and of course they'll get a percentage.
So the ambassador thing is like
ambassadors, influencers, stuff like
so
that.
So okay, so you have an individual who reps Lone Wolf. And when they use, they're like, hey, go to Lone Wolf, use this code, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever their code
will be.
And
every time they purchase something, he gets an incentive.
Yeah, he gets an incentive, and then obviously the customer gets a discount too.
So it's a win-win. And this guy, you'll be like, here's a shirt, whatever.
Yeah, either they'll get a discount from us as well, using their own code to buy from us. They'll also get free stuff once they sign up with us.
Yeah.
And if any customer uses their code, they'll get a percentage. And the more they sell, they'll get a higher percentage.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
That's
probably around what we're gonna be going for. We'll have it all set up when we get them.
Yeah, dude. Because I'll talk to you after
this. After all this.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about what you like. We'll talk after this, bro. Don't worry about that.
But we're excited, that's upcoming. If anybody wants to message.
So, people, if you got a lot of followers, what he's saying, pretty much, and you have some type of
high followers or low followers, if you rep them and sell
get
it
the word
person,
out.
Yeah,
get the word out.
That's all that matters.
It's like the gospel. Get the word out.
Get the word out.
Get the word out. Spread it like wildfire.
And it'll be good for them, too, because it'll be like a side hustle for them, too, just to make some more extra money.
It's extra
on the side.
Cash, bro.
You really don't have to do any work. They just have to use your code. That's it.
Nowadays, you need more than a 9-to-5 to get by. You need like side hustle here, side hustle here. You can't just do the 9-to-5 anymore.
Side hustle, you can make more money than you get at your actual job.
You can, bro. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
You can make more. Say you do this side hustle you can make more online than your 9-to-5 and keep your 9-to-5.
Exactly.
It's kind of crazy.
So the goal, obviously, if you want to get out of the rat race, which it also talks about in Rich Dad Poor Dad, is to make, I think, 2 times or 3 times more than your expenses before you quit your job, type of thing.
Mm.
So before, of course, if anyone wants any advice on real estate or property stuff, because there's a lot of ways you can even flip houses.
Mm-hmm.
And buy it up way low and then fix it up and then sell it twice as much. And
yeah.
You can make your.
You just got to know the people who can fix houses.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The actual contractor.
Oh, dude, that's not a problem here to find.
Dude, everybody fixed. I can do that, bro. I can build stuff. So, more than sure, houses. I did my mom's floor, edging, everything. So, I've done sheetrock, bro. Everything.
And everything's on YouTube, too.
Everything's on YouTube, bro. The power of YouTube. Exactly. All right, so let's let everybody know where they can find you before we log off this.
So our website is lonewolfco.com. Mm-hmm. Our Instagram is lonewolffitness_LLC. And they could also reach me at Gabe Drums. And our Facebook page is Lone Wolf Fitness. And they can message me on Facebook, too, if anything. But I believe that's it. That's so far we got right now.
That's good.
And if anyone wants to join on board, to join the Wolf Pack.
Join the... Oh, dude, you should have a shirt that says Wolf Pack, bro. Yeah,
you never know. Any ideas would help. We'll lay them out with what y'all want.
You just have a logo.
We're not going to make a generic type shirt.
You have a logo of like three wolves howling because it's you, your brother, and what's his name? You have him in a circle howling. Woo! You put Wolf Pack. Bro, that would be so dope.
Dude, whatever ideas, what the people want, we'll do our best to bring it out to them.
That would be dope. I'm pretty creative.
We're not going with some shirts that just slap a logo like Supreme.
Dude, for real, that's what they do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They just buy.
That's
like,
my brother.
You can buy fucking deodorant. They put Supreme on it, and you're paying $200 for deodorant.
Exactly.
That you peel it off and it says Degree in the back. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So dude, it's kind of crazy. So
it's how you make your brand. Like, shoot, maybe we could go that route too. You never know.
All right, guys. Well, this is the episode. You can find this one on. This is actually on Spotify. And iTunes.
Oh, you got both.
It's legit, bro. I'm telling you, it's legit.
Yeah,
so I'm helping you out,
legit.
Bro. We're legit. I'm trying to be legit, right? Trying to get rich dad, poor dad style. Trying to get that revenue from different places, you know?
Go for it.
So check it out. Combo with Gonzo. Spotify. iTunes. Even Anchor. Go to anchor.fm. It's on there. They're the ones the app I use to put this podcast on. So, yeah, man. Peace out. Stay safe, guys. Haters.
Bye.
Bye.